So thanks, Beats, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. We are here to call into mind His goodness towards us as we celebrate the church anniversary.
咁我哋都去向 Yahweh 我哋嘅神咧献上感谢啦，因为我哋今日聚集，就一齐要去回望去数算神对我哋嘅恩典。
So when you call back to my last November, so can you remember what happens since then?
嗱，咁要大家尝试回顾翻过去一年11月，你仲记唔记得过去一年都发生咗啲咩事咧？
So actually, Heavenly Father has watched over us as a church in the past 1 year.
咁其实咧，神真系看顾咗我哋教会啊，喺过去嘅整整一年。
I prepared some photos to help us to call into mind God's loving kindness towards us.
咁咧，我都预备咗啲照片啦，希望大家咧可以回忆翻啊，神对我哋嘅恩典慈爱。
So, do you know when this one is taken?
咁大家记唔记得呢幅相系几时影嘅咧？
So there should be a clue on the floor.
咁喺地下应该有个提示。
It's the 27th anniversary, so exactly almost should be exactly 1 year ago.
咁咧，你地上面就见到写住27周年庆，咁咧就应该系整整一年前影噶啦。
Yeah, so how time flies.
所以时间过得真系好快。
So some of our new friends were not in the photo because you came after this.
咁 当然我哋当中点解有啲新朋友佢哋唔喺幅相喎，因为佢哋系之后先加入嚟参加呢度聚会嘅。
Of course, we are also giving thanks to God for bringing you into our midst as well.
咁但系我哋都好感谢神啦，即系神亦都带领一啲新嘅朋友去嚟到我哋当中。
And can we see the next photo?
咁下一张相，
So, some of our brothers and sisters had a chance to visit an elderly home, Hillside Care Home, is where Uncle Gosley was staying at that time.
咁咧，我哋当中有部分嘅弟兄姊妹啦，我哋就有机会喺旧年圣诞去探望一个疗养院，咁当时咧就系Pastor Lucy 丈夫家 Uncle 家水弟兄咧就喺入面住嘅，咁我哋就去探望佢哋。
And we are thankful by God's grace, we're able to bring some joy and music and laughter in their midst.
咁我哋都好感谢神啦，靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋可以去带一啲欢乐，带一啲嘅歌声啊、笑声俾啲老人家。
So our dear brother Lyndon also shared a brief testimony about how he is facing his father's illness then.
咁當時咧，其實 Linda 弟兄都有機會去分享短短一個見證，就是、當時佢爸爸都係已經患咗重病，即係臨近生命尾聲啦。
I think people when they heard it were directed to think about God and eternal life.
咁所以當人聽到嘅時候，都有機會將個注意力咧去轉向思想生命嘅問題，思想神同埋一個永生嘅問題。
And our neighbor Bo Yu was also there.
咁我哋當時嘅鄰居寶於都係一齊參與喺當中。
So we give thanks he has safely got his doctor degree and is in touch with our brothers and sisters in China.
咁我哋都非常感恩啦，唔单止佢终于完成咗佢博士学位啦，更加开心咧，系佢而家已经同我哋喺国内嘅同工有联络咗，系啦。
So can we see the next photo, please? So do you remember when is this?
咁大家又记唔记得呢张系几时咧？
So why are everyone having a heart? It's Mothering Sunday.
就系英国嘅母亲节啊！所以大家做个心嘅手势。
So our dear Pastor Joe and Sister Olive were visiting as well.
咁当时咧，Pastor Joe 同埋 Olive 师母亦都咁啱系有翻到嚟利物浦探望教会。
Can we see the next slide? So it was a beautiful photo arranged to show the mothers.
咁呢一个咧就系当时嘅母亲们啊，我哋就有机会一齐一张合影。
So next, please. And this is, I think, in July when we had a chance to receive our brother Vanna, brother Omar, and have some fellowship with Rosalind, Sister Rosalind as well.
咁啊，呢一张咧就系7月嘅时候啦，我哋有机会接待澳大利嘅 Vanna 弟兄啦，同埋安物弟兄，同埋仲有 Rosalind 姐妹，系啦。
So this photo is special because the The owner of the house was not there.
咁呢一张照片好特别啊，系因为咧屋主其实系唔喺现场噶当年。
So the owner of the house haven't moved in, but we were there to use the place.
其实连屋主自己都未正式入伙，但系啊，就俾我哋去咁样能够善用呢个地方。
And for you to guess who the owners are.
啊，咁你自己应该都估到啊，边个系屋主啦？
This is what is beautiful in the family of Christ.
但呢个咧就系喺基督里面呢个家庭美丽之处。
So when we are determined to do God's will, then we are willing to to offer what we have for the Lord's use.
咁当我哋真系好决心要去行神嘅旨意嘅时候咧，我哋咧就好乐意嘅去将我哋所有嘅都献出嚟俾主去使用。
And the two brothers and Rosalind, they were all very encouraged to get to know us.
咁当时咧，两位弟兄同埋 Rosalind 姊妹咧都深受鼓励啦，又可以更深认识我哋。
And the next photo is, I guess you will know when this photo is taken.
咁我相信大家都应该记得呢张相又喺边度影嘅咧。
So it's our summer camp in August.
咁就我哋啱啱过嘅8月份嘅夏令营影嘅。
If you look very carefully, if you can see on the T-shirt is a camp theme.
但如果你好细心、好细心睇，咁你就见到我哋个个人着住嗰件 T-shirt 咧，就有我哋当时营会嘅主题啦。
So it's unity in Christ.
咁咧就系喺基督里面嘅合一。
Even the camp T-shirt is a collaboration of efforts of different brothers and sisters to make it available for us.
咁就连着住呢件 T-shirt，其实都系因为我哋嘅弟兄姊妹一齐努力合作嘅成果嚟嘅。
Of course, being able to attend the 82 people camp is also a lot of arrangement and work that different brothers and sisters participated to serve to make it possible.
咁再唔不再话下，就系我哋能够有一个82人嘅营会，其实系真系当中有好多筹备嘅工作，系需要弟兄姊妹去参与落去，先能够成真嘅。
We also give thanks to Heavenly Father for watching over us throughout this camp.
咁所以我哋都好感谢天父啦，一路去看顾住我哋呢个营会嘅过程。
Of course, there are many other things that happened in this past year. I don't have time or the photos to include. For example, Mid-Autumn festivals and the sisters made mooncakes.
咁啊，當然啦，其實過去一年仲有好多啊，都好值得紀念嘅日子啦，譬如中秋節啊，我哋當中嘅姊妹就一齊做埋月餅咁樣，但我哋都冇時間一一去，即係去再去睇啦。
Or Joshua receiving his certificate of being able to drive, passing the driver's tests.
咁啊，好似 Joshua 終於攞到佢車牌啦，咁樣。
Was actually quite miraculous. You can interview him if you haven't heard the story.
咁其實咧，佢得到呢個車牌，最終其實當中都係一個神蹟嚟嘅。咁如果大家有興趣，都可以去再訪問佢啦。
And also, in September, we. With the help of Lyndon, we invited different friends and Lexi, get to know us.
咁咧，亦都好似9月份啦，我哋又有 Linden 嘅幫助底下，我哋喺大學做一次外展嘅時候咧，就認識到 Lexi 啦。
So his father brought Victor into our midst and helping him to settle in Leeds and to come together to worship with Jack.
咁又好似神将 Victor 带到嚟你英国啦，咁佢终于喺利兹个地方settle 安顿咗啦，咁而家亦都可以同 Victor 一齐咧嚟到崇拜。
So all these are just small portion of Heavenly Father's loving kindness, that we as a church has experienced together in the past year.
咁所以呢啲都只不过系神对我哋浩大恩典嘅一小部分啊，即系我哋点样一齐经历到佢嘅慈爱。
So just like the song we sang, may His goodness and His righteousness also inspire us to seek after Him.
就好似头先唱嘅诗歌啦，神嘅美善啊，佢嗰份公义啊，都会即系推动我哋要更加去寻求佢。
And today, as we gather here as a church, to recount many blessings, we also want to be attentive to what Heavenly Father wants to lead us to grow and to be trained in as a church.
咁今日当我哋聚集一齐去数算神恩典之余，我哋更加想去神面前去寻求神喺将来未来俾我哋咩嘅方向，佢想点样去训练我哋咧？
So, as the pastoral team pondered before the Lord, for this year's anniversary.
啊，咁我哋教牧童工都喺神面前继续去等候啦，去默想今年呢个周年庆嘅主题。
So, Heavenly Father has led us to ponder on the theme, watch and pray.
咁神咧就俾我哋去谂到呢个主题就系要警醒祷告。
And this theme is based on Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
咁呢个主题咧就系马太福音26:41。
So let me read to you Matthew 26, verse 41.
咁我会为大家读出嚟马太福音26:41。
Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得陷入试探。我们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So this verse is an important and precious verse that's rich in spiritual content and lessons.
咁呢节经文咧系非常之重要，亦都好宝贵嘅。佢当中咧蕴含咗好深嘅属灵嘅含义。
But the context of this verse is also significant for us to keep in mind.
咁其实呢节经文嘅上下文咧都好值得我哋要去特别留意去摆喺心里面。
So let us spend some time to familiar ourselves with the context. So we'll be reading from Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46.
咁我哋而家都花啲时间去了解呢个经文嘅上下文啦。咁我哋就会睇马太福音嘅26:36-46。
So let me read to you from verse 36 to verse 40, and Pastor Grace will read from verse 41 in Chinese. So verse 36. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and praying, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
41节，总要警醒祷告，免得陷入试探。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。他第二次又去祷告说：我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必须我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。他又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们，第三次去祷告，说的话跟先前一样。然后他来到门徒那里，对他们说：现在你们仍在睡觉安歇吗？看啊，时候到了，人子被出卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看啊，那出卖我的人快来了。
So this is the incident where we base our 28th anniversary theme on.
咁呢一个咧就系我哋今年呢个周年庆主题就系基于呢段经文呢件事迹嘅。
So this happened right after the Lord Jesus had the Last Supper with his 12 disciples.
而呢件事迹咧，就系发生喺耶稣同门徒有呢个所谓最后晚餐嘅之后。
And after singing a hymn, he led them to a garden of olive trees called Gethsemane.
就系当佢哋一齐唱完呢个诗歌之后，起嚟耶稣就带领佢哋去到一个橄榄园里面，就叫做客西马尼园。
And Gethsemane in Aramaic means oil press.
咁其实客西马尼咧系一个亚兰文啦，意思咧就系一个榨油嘅地方啊。
And the garden is associated with production of olive oil.
咁呢个花园咧就系同当时去制造呢啲橄榄油有关嘅。
And this historical garden is still there in Israel, near Jerusalem today.
咁其实呢一个咁有历史份量嘅花园咧，其实佢仍然今日喺耶路撒冷附近系存在嘅。
And this garden is surrounded by very ancient olive trees.
而呢个花园嘅附近咧，都有一啲好古老、好多年嘅橄榄树嘅。
And some estimate the age of the tree to be 900 years old.
而有啲估计咧，有啲橄榄树系900几年咁老噶啦。
And where is this Garden of Gethsemane?
咁究竟呢个客西马尼园具体喺边度咧？
So we can see the next slide.
咁我哋可以睇下呢张图。
So it's actually not very far from the city of Jerusalem, from the temple. It's right here.
咁你就会发现咧，其实离开耶路撒冷嗰个圣殿咧，并唔系咁远噶。
So it's towards the east of the temple.
咁就系当时圣殿嘅东边。
And it's at the foot of a small hill called the Mount of Olives.
咁佢咧就系喺一个叫橄榄山嘅山脚嗰度。
So you may wonder why did the Lord Jesus lead the disciples to the garden in the first place?
咁可能大家就会问啦，耶稣最初点解要带门徒去到呢一个花园里面呢？
Especially in the night.
而且仲要系夜晚喎。
As if for like nighttime walk
Excursion 嘅，
excursion.
咁系咪想夜行咁样好刺激咁样咧？
We will find the answer as we continue to ponder on this theme about watchfulness and prayer.
咁我哋咧都会继续去默想呢一个关于要警醒祷告嘅主题嘅时候，我哋就会继续去探讨呢个问题。
So from this passage, this is the occasion the Lord Jesus had led the disciples to pray at night in this garden of olive trees.
咁其实咧喺呢一个经文里面咧，咁你就会发现咧，主耶稣佢系带领佢嘅门徒啊，喺夜晚里面就去特别去喺呢个橄榄园里面祷告。
And this is actually a crucial moment of the Lord Jesus' ministry just before he was betrayed by one of his disciples, Judas.
咁其实咧，呢个喺耶稣整个事工里面系一个非常关键嘅时刻，因为佢正要俾佢自己嘅门徒去出卖。
So one of the 12, Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus into the hands of the religious leaders.
当时佢12个门徒之一叫做犹大咧，系将耶稣出卖交到去当时嘅宗教领袖嘅手里面。
So this is actually a very crucial moment of Yahweh God's salvation plan for mankind.
所以你可以话喺神，耶和神对我哋人类整个救恩计划里面咧，呢个一个非常关键嘅时刻。
So the Lord Jesus was making ready to face this path of the cross.
耶稣系准备紧自己咧，要去踏上呢个十字架嘅道路。
And he was being watchful, and he desired to draw to close to God in prayer.
佢当时系要保持呢份嘅警醒，所以咧佢去渴慕要去亲近神，就系透过祷告。
So he also invited and commanded his disciples to be watchful and to pray together with him.
而佢当时咧，亦都去真系吩咐去邀请门徒同佢一齐去警醒，一齐去祷告。
But how did the disciples respond?
但系啲门徒系点反应咧？
So hopefully none of you are doing that.
咁希望暂时呢度当中冇人系当时嘅反应吓。
So the disciples were overcame by sleep.
咁当时门徒咧就系被呢个会意去胜过充满自己啦。
And they failed to recognize the importance of the moment.
佢哋完全啊，系错过咗，唔明白当时呢个时刻嘅重要性，
And they failed to be watchful together with their master.
所以佢哋亦都冇同佢哋嘅主啊，佢哋老师一齐去保持警醒，
To be watchful and to pray with him.
去同主耶稣一齐去警醒，去祷告。
So if you recall the passage we just read, it's not just once they fell into sleep.
嗱，如果你谂翻头先我哋读嘅经文，你就会发现啦，门徒唔止一次瞓着咗。
So the Lord Jesus did come back and reminded them and to ask them to be watchful.
咁耶稣其实系有翻转头就已经去提醒啊，你哋要快啲保持警醒。
So that's why we had the verse 41 of the chapter 26.
嗱，亦都因为咁，所以有头先睇到嘅26章41节马太福音嗰度。
So watch and pray so that you may not enter into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
啊！你哋要去警醒祷告啊，免得落入嘅迷惑里面啊！因为咧，你哋嘅灵固然愿意，但系你哋嘅肉体软弱。
But sadly, the disciples fall asleep again.
但系好可惜啦，门徒最后都忍唔住又再瞓着咗啦。
So very quickly, we can observe, in order to be watchful and to be able to pray, we must learn to bring our physical desires under control.
咁所以好快我哋就已经睇到啦。如果我哋真系要学习有呢份嘅警醒，能够去祷告咧，我哋首先一定要学习点样将我哋嘅肉体嘅需要啊、渴慕咧，去摆喺我哋即系能够系受我哋自己嘅控制底下。
So at times we must also be willing to make sacrifices.
所以有啲时候咧，我哋甚至要愿意作出牺牲。
To put aside our physical desires, our physical needs.
可能将我哋肉体嘅需要啊，我哋啲渴慕咧，要摆埋一边先。
Such as sleep in this case,
嗱喺呢个情况下就系讲紧睡眠啦。
or sometimes we have to lay aside our human responses and emotions.
有时可能系我哋人性嘅反应啦，我哋呢啲咁嘅情绪。
And to ask to be on the same page with our Heavenly Father.
然后祈求神咧，俾我哋真系即系贴近佢嘅心意啊，以佢嘅心为心。
And yeah, because the Lord also describes here, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
因为主耶稣喺呢度亦都去形容就系话，你哋嘅心灵固然系愿意，但系你哋肉体系软弱。
And yeah, so this is a quick observation we already can make.
所以咧，就透过咁样，我哋都已经能够好快做出一啲嘅观察。
So as mentioned, this verse is very rich in spiritual contents and lessons.
咁头先都有讲过啦，呢段经文其实内面嘅属灵嘅含义啊，功课系好深嘅。
So we won't be able to exhaust all the riches in this verse just with one sermon.
咁我哋一篇嘅讲道信息就冇办法将所有嘅丰富都去挖掘出嚟啦。
So by God's grace, in the future sermons, yeah, we can also come back to this verse and learn to how to apply the teaching and understand it in a deeper way.
咁神愿意嘅话咧，喺嚟紧我哋继续有唔同嘅讲道信息，我哋会翻翻嚟啊，继续去学习点样去实际去应用呢段经文。
And yeah, this is the key verse that Heavenly Father has placed in our hearts to learn together as a church in the coming year.
咁所以呢一节经文咧，就系即系神特别摆喺我哋心里面咧，希望我哋作为教会能够喺未来嘅一年，大家都去学习。
And today I would like to draw your attention especially to the part about what it means to be watchful.
咁而喺以下落嚟咧，就希望大家可以将注意力集中喺乜嘢为之警醒咧？
So I think we may be more familiar with the Lord Jesus' teaching on prayers.
可能我哋大家对主耶稣咧关于祷告嘅教导咧就比较熟悉，
And we are less familiar with what it means to be watchful.
但可能对于乜嘢为之警醒咧就相对冇咁熟悉啦。
So with the help of the Heavenly Father today, so let us try to understand as a church and how individually and also together we can function as a watchful person or watchful church.
咁所以靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋今日可以一齐去思考、去学习，究竟我哋无论个人嘅层面，或者作为教会，我哋一齐点样去警醒咧？
Being watchful is in relation with our relationship with God Yahweh and with our Lord and Savior Jesus.
我哋要学习做一个警醒嘅人，系关乎到我哋同耶和神同埋同主耶稣之间嘅关系。
So the first point about what it means to be watchful is to understand being watchful is more than just staying awake.
咁第一点，关于要保持呢份警醒咧，我哋必须明白，就系警醒其实系多过净系话我哋冇瞓着，我哋系醒嘅。
So, as you pondered on the incident in Matthew 26,
嗱，如果当我哋去谂翻马太福音26章呢件事迹嘅时候，
so what if the disciples were able to stay awake?
咁如果假设当时嘅门徒系冇瞓着觉啦，佢哋系仲系保持醒嘅状态。
But does that mean they are being watchful?
系咪就代表佢哋已经系警醒咧？
If they did not understand what Heavenly Father's plan for Jesus Christ,
嗱，如果佢哋唔明白天父啊，佢为耶稣嘅计划系乜嘢嘅时候，
And if they did not understand what was going through the Lord Jesus' mind,
而佢哋都唔明白当时喺耶稣心里面、脑海里面所经历嘅一切。
then they would not be able to know how to watch and pray with the Lord Jesus in a meaningful way.
佢哋就冇办法咧，真系好有意义咁样去同耶稣一齐警醒、一齐祷告，
So it'll be like the following photo.
就好似一阵睇到呢幅相咁啦。
So, what is this?
系咩嚟
So,
噶？
can you guess the English idiom from the photo?
咁你睇到呢幅相，能唔能够谂到一句英文嘅谚语咧？
Deer in the headlights. Right? Have you heard of this phrase? Deer in the headlights?
咁啊，唔知大家有冇听过呢一句咁嘅谚语咧？我都唔识喎。
So, maybe we'll see the next photo. It means. Usually, when deer is crossing the roads, if there's like in at night that the car has like strong headlights, and when the deer looks at the headlights, you just freeze there.
啊，咁呢个谚语嘅出处咧就系、讲紧你知呢啲咁嘅鹿啊，譬如有时喺啲郊外咧，咪有呢啲野生动物啦。当佢见到远离车咧，嗰两盏车头灯好光嘛，佢一见到佢就只会突然间好似僵硬咗喺嗰度咁样。
I'm not familiar with how biologically why this happens.
咁当然我唔系好了解喺个生理上点解呢种动物系咁嘅反应啦。
Maybe people who are quick to research can share with us later.
啊，咁可能之后大家有兴趣可以搜索一下，去了解下点解佢会咁样嘅。
Basically, this idiom is to describe this phenomenon.
咁所以其实呢个谚语咧，主要就系想形容咁样嘅一个现象。
It describes when a person is startled or frightened so that he cannot think clearly or decide how to respond.
咁就形容当一个人突然间受到惊吓。佢好震惊嘅时候咧，佢就冇办法好清晰咁去思考，亦都唔知道应该点样去反应。
English is he or she is like deer in the headlights.
有所以英文嘅讲法就会话啊，呢、这个人咧就好似一只啱啱见到呢个车头灯嘅鹿一样啦。
So is the deer awake?
咁究竟呢只鹿系咪醒嘅咧？
Yes, right.
啊，当然系啦。
Is it watchful?
但你觉得佢系咪好警醒咧？
Not really.
啊，应该唔系啦。
So being watchful is more than physically being awake.
所以去保持警醒咧，系超越你话我个人冇去瞓着觉嘅，
So it must mean something not superficial.
亦都代表咧唔系一啲好肤浅、好表面嘅嘢，
It's about something deeper within us.
系讲紧更加深层里面喺我哋日内里面嘅状态，
It's an attitude or state of being within a person.
系一个人佢时常保持嘅嗰种态度去到。
So being watchful is not merely tagging along with the Lord Jesus in the garden, not to sleep.
所以咧，你要去保持警醒咧，就唔系话哦，我跟住耶稣去到个花园，我唔瞓觉啦。
But if we apply this to our situation,
咁如果我哋将呢一个咁嘅道理去应用喺我哋嘅环境处境底下咧，
So being watchful is more than just coming to church.
我哋要保持警醒咧，系超过净系要嚟翻教会。
And to be physically here.
你个人就到咗啦。
Or is more than just being keen to join a Bible study.
亦都唔止系话我好愿意去参加查经小组，
Or even very diligent to do your quiet time.
甚至你好乐意每日有呢个安静灵修睇圣经嘅时间。
So being watchful is not superficial, but is the attitude within.
所以我哋讲到嘅保持警醒咧，并唔系肤浅表面嘅，系讲紧我哋灵里面一个态度。
That prompts the person to make preparation for what is to come.
会令到一个人为到将要嚟发生嘅事去作出准备。
And this will also prompt him to stay connected with God to pray.
亦都因为咁会促使我哋会不断要同神去保持联系，去保持呢份用祷告有交通嘅时间。
So in the passage we just read,
咁我哋头先读嘅经文里面咧，
so Lord Jesus is actually our best example to learn how to be watchful.
主耶稣就系我哋要学习警醒嘅最好嘅模范啊！
And during the 3 years of his ministry, he was watchful, and his watchfulness often prompted him to draw close to God in prayer.
喺主耶稣3年嘅事工里面啊，你会睇到佢系经常保持呢份警醒，亦都因为呢份警醒咧，促使佢会常常用祷告嚟到亲近神。
And on the nights when just before he was betrayed,
就系嗰一晚，正当佢准备要被出卖嘅时候，
so the Lord Jesus was also watchful and was aware of Heavenly Father's plan for him.
耶稣系好警醒，好知道天父对佢嘅计划。
And his watchfulness prompted him to lead the disciples to the garden to draw close to God and to make preparation to do God's will.
亦都系因为呢份警醒，令到耶稣咧会带领门徒同佢一齐去到个花园里面，要同佢一齐去警醒去祷告。
So the Lord Jesus was preparing himself to walk the path of the cross.
佢其实系预备紧自己啊，要去做神嘅心意，去行喺呢个十字架嘅道路上面，
In offering himself for the sin of the world.
去为到全人类嘅罪去献上自己。
So at that time, the Lord Jesus called and commanded his disciples to watch and pray together with him.
所以喺当时咧，耶稣咧就去呼召同埋去吩咐佢嘅门徒咧，要同佢一齐保持警醒去祷告。
And that time was a critical moment in his ministry 2000 years ago.
而呢一个咧系已经2000几年前喺耶稣嘅事工里面一个非常之关键嘅时刻。
But in 2024, we are also at a crucial time in God's plan of salvation.
但嚟到2024年，其实你同我亦都处于神整个救恩计划里面一个非常关键嘅时刻。
And this is because we are closer than ever to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
因为我哋距离耶稣基督再翻嚟嘅日子咧，又更加近啦。
So, if you go home and look through chapter 24 of Matthew,
嗱，如果大家翻屋企有机会去睇马太福音24章，
and the Lord Jesus taught his disciples regarding the signs of his second coming and the end of this present age.
耶稣喺嗰度咧就去教导佢门徒啊，关于耶稣再嚟嘅一啲嘅先兆，同埋咧呢个现今世道终结嘅一啲嘅先兆。
And the Bible prophesied about the first coming of God's anointed, as all recorded in the Old Testament.
嗱，咁喺旧约嗰度已经有好多关于神所高立嘅呢位弥赛亚佢第一次嚟嘅一啲嘅预言啦。
And all these prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus, and he was born 2,000 years ago.
咁而呢一切预言咧，都喺耶稣身上已经应验咗啦。佢喺2000几年前已经嚟到呢个世界出世。
And the Bible also prophesied about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
而圣经亦都同样有预言耶稣基督第二次再嚟嘅一啲嘅先兆。
And when he comes, it will mark the end of this present age.
咁而当耶稣再嚟嘅时候咧，就会去即系表示呢个现今世代一个终结。
And this prophecy is yet to be fulfilled.
啊，而呢个预言咧系仍然仲未去即系去被实现嘅。
As we observe, what's happening around the world,
咁。如果当我哋真系去观察啊呢个世界究竟发生紧咩事嘅时候咧，
you all right?
是不是要出去一下？那你就。
Actually, we are closer to than ever to the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以我哋就会睇到咧，其实比从前我哋已经系。越嚟越接近耶稣基督再嚟嘅时候，
So compared to last November,
咁去对比即系旧年嘅11月啦。
a year later, the world is becoming more and more unstable, with wars and rumors of wars going on currently in the Middle East.
就喺中东地区，你都睇到啦，比从前啊嗰个战争啊或者啲战争嘅风声已经越嚟越激烈。
And the scientists also shows us if what's happening around the world continues, that life on Earth would have a dead end someday.
而且科学家亦都已经去预告，如果我哋继续而家咁样嘅生活方式去生活咧，其实全球将会面临一个终结。
Not to mention if the countries accidentally detonate atomic bombs, then that would be the end of society and the human race.
更唔使讲啦，如果任何一个国家真系就算系意外咁样爆发咗呢啲嘅核子嘅导弹或者武器，其实我哋全球人类都要毁灭。
The scientists were warning about the danger of global warming.
当然啦，科学家亦都去一路警告人关于呢个全球暖化现象。
And the recent flood in Spain also is a case that the rise of temperature has caused abnormal rainfall, which sadly led to the loss of lives of many over there.
咁就喺最近西班牙嘅水灾啊，其实都系同样一个例子，就系因为我哋全球嘅温度气温一路上升嘅时候咧，导致有违反自然嘅一啲嘅太。过量嘅雨量啦，咁以至最终啊，导致好多人丧失佢哋生命。
And the scientists warns that if the climate change continues to be unchecked,
咁而科学家亦都已经去警告我哋，如果呢个全球气候嘅转变继续咁样去维持持续落去啦。
this can lead to catastrophic consequences that can severely disrupt life on Earth as we know it.
咁一定就会去带嚟一啲灾难性嘅结局，系令到咧严重，即系我哋所有地球嘅生物都会受到严重嘅影响。
So, what's happening around the world should alert us to the to know the signs of the Lord Jesus' second coming prophesied in Matthew 24。
所以其实你环顾全球所发生嘅事情咧，应该都会推使我哋要去面对究竟耶稣喺马太福音24章嗰度去预告一啲佢将要再嚟嘅一啲嘅预兆。
So, in view of what's happening around the world, the call and the command from the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24:41 to his disciples is also very much relevant to the church at present time.
所以，当我哋去睇到全球所发生嘅呢一切咧，咁耶稣去呼召同埋去嘱咐佢嘅门徒要警醒祷告，其实对于处于喺2024年嘅我哋都系同样嘅重要。
So, are we watchful Christian? We are watchful church.
究竟我哋系咪一班警醒嘅基督徒？我哋呢间教会系咪警醒嘅状态咧？
Are we preparing for the age to come?
我哋系咪为到将要嚟嘅世代去做好准备咧？
So, by God's grace, we hope to learn as a church about this command and teaching of the Lord Jesus to watch and pray throughout the coming year.
所以咧，希望靠住神嘅恩典，喺接住落嚟嘅一年，我哋会一齐继续去学习。耶稣喺呢一度嘅呢节经文讲，我哋要去保持警醒，去祷告。
So, how should we as a church understand what it means to be watchful?
咁究竟我哋作为教会啊，点样去理解要去学习警醒咧？
So, it's very helpful to study the occurrences of the word to watch or to stay alert in the gospel.
咁好有帮助嘅就系我哋要喺福音书里面去睇下，每逢出现要保持警醒要去系啦，保持呢份好醒觉嘅状态嘅频率同埋佢嘅用法。
And when you survey the occurrences and to understand how it is used in different passages, then you can, by God's grace, conclude what it really means to in Jesus' teaching to be watchful.
咁当我哋真系细心咁样去做一个概览啦，去睇下佢喺唔同嘅地方出现嘅时候，系咩意思？咁最后你就可以得出一个结论，究竟耶稣去教导呢方面呢个关于警醒咧系咩意思？
So in Matthew 20, oh, sorry, in Matthew, this word. Watch or stay awake only occurs in three chapters, which is from chapter 24 to 26.
咁喺马太福音入面咧，耶稣去用到呢个警醒呢个字咧，只系出现喺24至到26章嘅，就出现咗三次。
In other gospel, yeah, it
唔系
does.
三次，sorry，系出现喺三章，其中三章就系24至26章里面。
And it also occurs in other gospels as well.
咁当然啦，喺其他福音书咧，呢个字都有出现嘅。
And so today, I would like to draw your attention to three important aspects of what it means to be watchful.
咁今日我就想大家带大家咧去集中睇警醒嘅三个层面。
And the three aspects of what it means to be watchful are.
而呢三个关于警醒嘅要留意嘅层面就系、
So, first one, be ready.
第一要做好准备，
And second one, be faithful.
要第二就系要忠心，
And the third one, be wise.
第三咧就系要有呢份智慧。
So these important teachings about watchfulness can all be found from Matthew 24 to 26.
而呢几样咁重要嘅教导咧，关于警醒啊，全部都可以喺马太福音24至26章度揾到，
And also in the parallel passages in the Gospels.
同样可以喺佢哋嘅平衡经文嗰度揾到嘅，喺其他福音书。
For example, let us read Matthew 24, verse 36 to 39.
咁我哋举一个例子，一齐去睇马太福音24章36至39节。
And when you study this word, then you'll find a lot of the Lord Jesus' teaching about being watchful is connected with God's salvation plan, especially about his second coming.
当我哋细心去研究呢个警醒呢个字咧，就会发现咧，好多时候，耶稣基督教导门徒嘅关于警醒，都系同神整个救恩计划系息息相关嘅，而且咧，特别系牵涉到耶稣基督第二次再嚟。
So in Matthew 24, verse 36 to 39, in this passage, the Lord Jesus is talking about his second coming.
咁喺马太福音24章36至39节咧，耶稣基督就系讲紧佢第二次再嚟嘅。
So he says, the day and the hour no one knows, but only God Yahweh knows.
咁喺嗰度36节就话啦，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，只有天父去知道嘅啫。
And in verse 37, Jesus compared his second coming to the days of Noah.
而喺37節咧，耶稣就将佢第二次再嚟咧，去比喻作同呢个挪亚嘅日子啊，去相提并论。
So at that time, many people were taken by surprise when the flood came.
嗱喺挪亚嘅日子啊，好多人因为洪水突如其来嚟，即系措手不及，
So they were not ready.
所以佢哋系冇准备好。
And in verse 42, is the Lord Jesus' concluding statement about this teaching about his second coming.
而第42節咧，就系耶稣基督去关于佢第二次再嚟嘅一个结论。
So you can observe there's a connection between His command to be watchful and his coming. Yeah.
所以我哋可以睇到咧，耶稣吩咐门徒要去保持警醒咧，好明显系同佢第二次再嚟系有关联嘅。
So, can we see the next slide, please?
咁我哋
Next
去
slide.
睇下一张图。
So, you see, the command to be watchful is connected with, his second coming.
咁我哋就会睇到啦，当佢喺系啦嗰度叫我哋吩咐我哋一定要保持警醒咧，系同头先上文讲到嘅佢第二次再嚟系有关嘅。
And a few verses later, a similar remark was made, and the wording is only slightly different.
咁就喺几节之后咧，耶稣又作出一个好类似嘅一句说话，而且用嘅字眼都非常之贴近。
And which give us a hint to understand what it really means to be watchful.
亦都系咁样就提示我哋去明白乜嘢为之警醒。
So can we see the next slides? So in Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 to 46.
咁喺马太福音24章啦，
44 to 46.
马太福音24章44至46節。
So the similar sentence structure is seen here. You can notice by the color codes.
嗱，咁我哋睇到好类似嘅句子结构啦，我亦都用唔同嘅颜色帮大家标注咗。
So the command to be ready.
嗱，咁首先就系要嘱咐我哋要去预备好，
Because when you don't expect, the Son of Man will come.
因为当你冇去谂到嘅时候咧，人子即耶稣佢就要嚟啦。
Who is a faithful and wise servant?
咁究竟边个系有忠心有见识嘅仆人呢？
And blessed is the servant whom his Lord finds doing when he comes.
咁嗰、那个啊，即系当主翻嚟见到佢系忠心有见识嘅嗰个仆人咧，就有福啦。
So, when you compare this, then you will notice different aspects of what it means to be watchful.
嗱，当我哋咁样去作出比较，我哋就能够睇到要去保持警醒咧，系有包含咗唔同方面嘅。
So the three important aspects is to be ready, to be faithful, and to be wise.
所以咧，嗰三个唔同嘅方面咧，就系、是、做好准备啦。跟住就系要去忠心啦，同埋要去有见识，即系有智慧。
So in the remaining time of today's sermon, so let us consider each of the three important aspects to being watchful.
咁喺我哋信息嘅接住下嚟部分，我哋会去睇每一个方面。
So the first meaning of being watchful is to be ready.
咁第一个层面咧，就系要去警醒，就系要做好准备。
So this means we are not caught off guard by the Lord Jesus' second coming.
咁咧，亦都代表啊，我哋唔会因为耶稣第二次再嚟，突然间发现措手不及，
Just like at Noah's time.
咧就好似当时以前喺个挪亚嘅年代咁样。
So when the flood came, they were caught off guard by the floods, which was God's judgment on that generation.
喺当时嘅世代啊，嗰个洪水嚟到系神一个审判，但系当时嘅人咧冇准备好，所以佢哋就系完全措手不及咁样去面对。
So just now we saw Matthew 24, verse 36 to 39.
咁头先我哋都睇到马太福音24章36至39節。
And thank Father for the song we sang just now, Brother Fei was leading.
咁都好感谢神啦！头先阿辉弟兄咧带领我哋唱咗首诗歌。
So after your heart.
就系以你嘅心为心，
Because in Genesis 6, it was recorded Yahweh God was grieved in his heart.
因为喺创世记第6章啊，记载到耶和神咧，佢当时嘅心系非常之忧伤。
And he regretted that he made men because what they were thinking were all evil continually.
甚至形容神咧，佢后悔做人，因为咧人终日所思所想都系恶。
And so if we compare it with the Lord Jesus' teaching here, what were they thinking? Were they like evil, evil?
当你去比较啦，耶稣喺呢度讲嘅嘢，形容啊，呢班人系咪谂紧嘅都系啲恶嘅事咧？
And they were just very self-centered, only care about themselves.
嗱，呢班人就好自我为中心啦，净系顾住自己啦。
What is on God's heart, the creator God's heart, they do not know and they do not care.
但系似乎佢哋并唔知道，亦都唔去关心究竟我哋创造主、我哋嘅神，佢嘅心谂紧乜嘢。
They did not care. He was grieving over that generation, yeah, because they were not righteous in his sight.
佢哋根本都唔在乎神咧，为到一个整个世代啊，啲人都唔公义咧，系非常忧伤、非常难过。
But there was one person who brought comfort and pleasure to God.
但系有一个人，佢却为神咧带嚟呢份嘅安慰、呢份恩惠，
And that person was Noah.
就系挪亚。
And God instructed Noah to build an ark.
所以神咧就去指示挪亚要建立一个方舟。
So those who enter the ark can experience God's salvation.
所有入到方舟嘅人咧，都能够经历神嘅拯救。
And but God's plan was to bring His judgment on that generation through the flood.
但系当时神嘅心意确实系要藉住一个洪水咧，去毁灭、去惩罚呢个世界，
But people at that time, what did they
审
do?
判呢个世界。
People at that time, what did they do?
咁但系当时呢个年代嘅人系点样去回应咧？
So they were buying, they were selling, they were being married, they were given in marriage.
佢當時就係忙於買賣啦，佢掛住婚姻呢啲嫁娶嘅事情啦。
So, Creator God's plan and His coming judgment or His salvation was not on their minds.
所以我哋嘅創造主，我哋嘅神，佢對我哋人類嘅救恩計劃根本完全都唔喺呢班人嘅心思裏面。
And so, for the flood came and caught them by surprise.
所以當個洪水臨到嘅時候咧，其實大家就係好震驚、措手不及。
And yeah, they were not ready.
佢哋完全冇準備好。
And this is very similar to what will happen when the Lord Jesus comes the second time.
其实呢个咧，正正就系耶稣基督第二次再嚟嘅时候，将会发生非常之类似嘅情况。
Because the floods in Noah's time was God's judgment.
因为喺挪亚嘅年代啊，嗰个洪水其实就系神嘅审判。
And when the Lord Jesus comes the second time, he's appointed as the judge of the living and the dead.
而当耶稣基督第二次再嚟到呢个世界嘅时候，佢系被神差派嚟立定为嗰位审判官。
So let us read our
亦都系要审判活人同埋死人嘅嗰
位。So Acts chapter 10 verse 42 to 43。
咁我哋可以一齐睇《使徒行传》17章30至31节。
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read in Chinese？
咁我会用中文为大家读出《使徒行传》17章30至31。世人蒙昧无知嘅时候，神并不追究，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要藉着他所设立的人。按公义审判天下，并且使他从死人中复活，给万人作可信的凭据。
And also Acts 17 verse 30 to 31.
另外就系、是，
And
我啱啱读完呢、这个，sorry。Sorry，头先系读。
So the previous one was that Acts 10 verse 42
to
43.
Okay，sorry，I just read the
So it's,
wrong one.
yeah, it's okay because of time. Then yeah, you can note down the reference. And also 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. So this one we can read. So for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
咁大家可以记低头先唔同嘅经文先啦。咁而家我哋一齐去睇咧，就系哥林多后书5章10节，因为我们众人必须站在基督审判台前受审，为使各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
So I hope by now you can see that being watchful is a call God spoke not only to the Christians, but also to everyone in this world.
都希望大家可以睇到啦，耶稣俾我哋呢个吩咐要去警醒啊，唔单止系俾基督徒嘅一个警告或者提醒，而系俾全世界任何一个人。
Similar to Noah's generation, God has his salvation plan and his judgments.
就好似挪亚嘅年代一样啊，神系有佢要去带嚟嘅审判，但系亦都有佢嘅救恩嘅计划。
If we are being selfish, we have never considered God, our Creator's minds and what is on His heart.
但如果我哋仍然系非常之自私自我，我哋完全都唔去理会神佢嘅心肠嘅话
，Then sadly we are people who are not watchful.
咁好可惜，我哋就系嗰啲唔警醒嘅人啊。
And we'll miss the ark, which symbolize also the gospel of Christ
咁我哋就会
through the church.
Okay. 所以如果咁样，我哋就会错过咗咧神啊，佢藉住教会啦，就好似一个方舟一样，去带嚟一个救恩。
God's judgment will come to us when we do not expect it.
而神嘅审判咧，将会喺我哋完全冇预计嘅情况下临到。
And so this is the meaning of what it means to be ready.
所以呢个咧就系其中一个关于我哋点样做好准备嘅意思。
To have God and His plan for mankind in our hearts.
就要有神佢对人类嘅心怀意念啊，喺我哋嘅心里面，
And to anticipate God's coming plan.
亦都去预计、预备好迎接神佢带嚟嘅计划，
Especially in terms of the Lord Jesus' second coming.
特别系喺耶稣基督再要翻嚟第二次嚟嘅
So
时
we
候。
are not caught off guard like a house being broken into by a thief.
咁以致我哋咧就唔会好似俾人哋半夜有贼入屋打劫咁样，去令我哋又系一个措手不及，
That we suffer really catastrophic loss.
甚至我哋会有非常严重嘅损失。
Or like the flood in Noah's time, that's, yeah, it was swept away by the floods.
又或者好似挪亚年代呢个洪水啊，将一切都去冲走毁灭。
Okay, so the second important aspect of being watchful has much to do with being faithful.
咁而关于呢个警醒嘅第二个层面咧，就系关于要忠心啦。
So in Mark chapter 13, verse 34 to 37.
咁喺马可福音咧第13章34至37节，
So yeah, here the call to being watchful is very obvious.
咁喺呢度咧经文非常清晰，能够睇到耶稣呼召我哋要去警醒。
And in the context, in order to be watchful, then you are faithful to the task or things that the master have assigned to you.
咁喺呢个上文下理，你就会睇到啦。你要去作为一个警醒嘅仆人咧，你就系对于主人所交托俾你嘅任务咧，系非常之忠心嘅。
So you can say a watchful person is also someone who is faithful.
所以你可以话一个警醒嘅人，亦都系一个忠心嘅人。
Faithful to the commandments. And instructions given to him by his Lord.
就系佢嘅主人啊，交俾佢嘅吩咐啊，一啲任务，佢都系好忠诚咁去完成。
So practically, if we as a church desire to be watchful,
咁所以如果实际层面，我哋话我哋教会想一齐学习警醒咧，
so we must also be faithful in our daily lives.
咁喺我哋日常生活里面，我哋都一定要学习做呢个忠心嘅人。
So in the responsibilities that and tasks that has been entrusted to us to do.
凡系交托俾我哋嘅呢啲责任、呢啲嘅任务，
So in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, it says,
咁喺路加福音16章10节咁讲，
So as a grace to read for us.
路加福音16章10节。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
So yeah, I use this verse to summarize the second point.
咁我都用呢节经文咧去总结我所讲嘅第二点。
So for example, are we being faithful to live out the commandment of the Lord Jesus to us to love one another as ourselves.
例如我哋对于耶稣俾我哋嘅诫命，话我哋要去爱人如己，我哋系咪真系忠心咁去遵行呢？
Or are we living out the Great Commission the Lord Jesus has entrusted to us?
或者我哋对于耶稣所交托俾我哋嘅大使命，去传福音，我哋又有冇好忠心咁去实践呢？
To testify for God and for Christ with our words and also with our lives to all nations.
我哋有冇用我哋嘅言语、行为、我哋嘅生命，向万民去为到神、耶和同埋耶稣作见证咧？
And the third aspect of being watchful is to live in spiritual wisdom.
而第三个关于要去警醒咧，呢个方面就系要有呢个属灵嘅智慧。
And this point we can draw from the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25.
咁呢个咧，从一个叫做10个童女嘅比喻里面，我哋可以睇得到呢一点。
And in Matthew 25, verse 13, it says,
喺马太福音嘅15章13节咁啊，
Watch therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰你们不知道。
Sorry. Okay, maybe I missed that one. So this is the concluding the verse for parable of the 10 virgins.
咁头先我读嘅经文咧，就系呢个10个童女比喻嘅结语。
And I think today's time is a bit short. I think we had a long announcement and a long singing.
咁啊，因为我哋今日可能即系比较多一啲嘅宣布啦，亦都有比较丰富嘅诗歌敬拜，咁所以可能时间都系有限嘅。
So to be watchful is to be wise spiritually.
所以讲到第三个层面就系，如果我哋要去保持警醒，我哋喺灵里面必须要有呢份智慧。
So in the parable of the 10 virgins, so 5 virgins were described as foolish, while 5 were described as wise.
咁喺呢个10个童女比喻里面咧，有5个童女系被形容为有智慧，5个童女咧系形容为愚昧愚拙嘅。
So do you have a Bible? Maybe you can turn to chapter 25.
咁如果大家手上有圣经咧，鼓励大家可以打开去睇马太福音嘅25章啦。
And the 10 virgins holding the light is a picture of Christians living out this God's salvation.
咁嗰5个啊，攞住灯嘅呢个童女咧，就系形容呢啲真系去活出神救恩嘅基督徒。
And the lamp, the burning lamp, usually symbolize life in the Bible.
咁因为一个点着嘅灯啊，喺圣经入面咧，系通常去象征呢个生命。
So, for example, in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 9,
就例如箴言啦，13章9节。
and when the lamp goes out and the person dies.
就讲到一个灯如果灭咗嘅时候，其实嗰个人就已经死亡啦。
And the lamp also symbolizes God's words, for example, in Psalm 119.
咁神嘅呢个灯咧，亦都喺神话语里面，往往系象征神嘅话语啊，好似喺诗篇嘅119篇咁讲。
And also symbolizes salvation, for example, in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1.
又好似喺以赛亚书62章1节咧，都系去象征住神嘅救恩嘅。
And so the virgin holding the lamps in the dark, waiting for the bridegroom.
咁
Which is the return of the Lord Jesus.
所以当时拎住点着嘅灯嘅呢啲童女咧，系喺个黑暗里面等待紧呢个翻嚟嘅新郎。其实咧就系讲紧主耶稣佢要再翻嚟嘅图画。
So all the versions are pictures of Christians.
咁其实所有呢度嘅童女都系讲紧基督徒嘅，
But there are two types of Christians.
但系有2种嘅基督徒。
So one is complacent and content and thinking the lamp in their hand is enough for the coming future hours.
咁一种咧就系好自满啊，以为咧自己手上攞住嘅油灯嗰啲油系足够等到将来即系个新郎翻嚟嘅时候。
But the other is the wise, and they have made provision, extra provision, and sacrifices to prepare for the future.
但系另外嗰类嘅基督徒咧，另外嗰5个童女就系佢哋咧系预先已经谂到可能仲要预备更加多，所以佢哋愿意作出牺牲去做好准备。
So how do the extra oil come about? So they had to get a flask with extra oil. So imagine holding one hand with the lamp, the other with the extra flask of oil.
嗱，咁佢點可以有額外嘅油？萬一冇散時用咧，咁佢就即係話佢一隻手已經拎住個油燈，另一隻手仲要拎住一個預先裝咗額外油嘅一個瓶子。
But in the parable, very interestingly, everyone fell asleep.
但好特別喎，喺呢個比喻裏面，其實所有童女都瞓着咗。
So, falling asleep is actually a symbolism for the death of Christians.
咁其实咧喺圣经入面啊，呢、这个死亡或啊，sorry，圣经入面讲到佢哋瞓着咗咧，其实系预表紧啲基督徒都已经死亡啦。
So, if you are interested, you can also note down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18.
嗱，咁如果大家有兴趣，你哋可以自己记低呢个帖撒罗尼迦前书4章13至18节。
So, Paul was thinking about the parable of the 10 virgins when he was writing this chapter.
其实当保罗写呢个帖撒罗尼迦前书4章13至18节啊，佢应该系谂紧呢个10个童女嘅比喻。
Because the word sleep and the shouts of the night that wake up the virgins are all there.
因为你会发现好近似嘅一啲语言，就譬如讲到睡着啦，或者咧当时有一个叫即系一个欢呼声去喺个半夜嗰度叫醒大家啦。
And also the call to, they are making ready to meet, the bridegroom.
咁同埋佢哋要做好准备去迎接呢个新郎咁样。
And we encourage you to read First Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to 18 at home to compare it with the parable.
咁我都鼓励大家自己喺屋企可以尝试去比较下，呢个帖撒罗尼迦前书4章13至18节，同埋头先讲嘅呢个10个童女嘅比喻。
And because of time, I can only summarize it.
咁因为时间关系啦，我只能够好简单咁同
So,
大家总结一下。
are you the kind of Christian living with the age to come in view? You are making preparation for it?
你系咪嗰类啊？有常常以嚟紧呢个世代为一个目标，去准备好自己嗰种基督徒咧？
So it's like Abraham is hoping to have a dwelling, in heaven.
嗱，好似亚伯拉罕咧，佢就系常常个心渴慕住咧，系天上有呢个永恒嘅帐篷，呢个永恒
And
嘅家。
its thoughts was not bogged down in the things of this present world, which is about to pass.
所以佢嘅心思意念唔会因着呢个世界呢啲嘅嘢咧，系必须会过去嘅嘢被捆绑住。
So the foolish versions are like Christians who are very content to enjoy their Sunday worship and to think, oh, it's good, very good.
咁嗰五个愚蠢嘅童女就好比一啲基督徒，可能我哋已经好满足于啊，我每个礼拜日都嚟参加崇拜啊，我都好好啦。
It's enough, for me.
对我嚟讲已经足够啦。
But they have not lived their life in preparation to the Lord Jesus coming.
但系完全咧冇为到主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候去作出准
And
备，
they have not lived their life in view of eternity, the age to come.
更加冇去以永恒为你嘅视角去准备将要嚟嘅世代。
So with the final verse, let us conclude today's message.
咁我哋用以下一段经文咧，就总结我哋结束我哋今日嘅讲道。
So Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
马太福音六章十九至二十一节。
So do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
马太福音六章十九至廿一节：不要为自己在地上积蓄财宝，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏；也有贼挖洞来偷。要在天上积蓄财宝，天上没有虫子咬，不会嗅坏，也没有贼挖洞来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So today we have learned about the theme, on what it means to be watchful.
咁今日我哋一齐嚟学习咗呢个主题，乜嘢为之警醒？
And it's to be ready, faithful, and wise.
就系要去作出作好准备，要去忠心，要有智慧。
Having got Yahweh and His plan in our thoughts and in our lives.
我哋要有喺心里面常常记挂住天父 Yahweh 佢嘅计划，
So we are anticipating His plan.
以致我哋亦都系常常去期待住去迎接佢嘅计划。
And we are being faithful to the commandments he already given us.
我哋亦都对于佢已经交俾我哋嘅诫命啊、吩咐咧，系非常之忠心嘅。
To be faithful in little things.
我哋喺小事上去忠心，
And to live our life in view of the age to come.
亦都系常常以将要嚟嘅世代咧，系为念咁样去生活。
So we are not caught in dissipation or desires of this present world. So we become unfruitful, for the Lord.
以致我哋唔会系被呢个世代入面嘅饮食食啊、醉酒方面去困住，以致我哋咧冇办法为主啦去结出果子。
So, may the word of God guide you and bless each one of us.
咁到愿神嘅话语继续去引导、去祝福大家。
So let's close with a prayer.
咁我哋一齐有祷告结束。
Our Father in heaven,
我哋天上嘅父亲，
thank you for loving us so much.
好感谢你咁爱我哋。
You love us even before we realize it.
喺我哋都未认识你、唔发现嘅时候，你已经爱我。
Thank you for the example of the Lord Jesus to be someone who is watchful and who desire to be closer to your heart.
亦都感谢你赐俾我哋主耶稣基督嘅榜样，佢系点样去警醒，甚至佢心亦都非常渴慕去系好贴近你嘅。
So Father, we pray by your mercies that our church can continue to learn what it means to be watchful and to pray.
我哋都恳请你靠住你嘅怜悯，我哋教会能够继续学习点样保持警醒，点样去祷告。
So in this more and more chaotic worlds, we can continue to shine as lights set on a city.
以至喺呢个越嚟越混乱嘅世代里面，我哋可以真系好似城上嘅
Oh, sorry, on the mountain.
一个山上嘅城一样，咁样去为你去发光。
So, Father, we commit the rest of the day into your hands.
我哋将以下嘅余下嘅时间交托。
And may you continue to be with us.
求你继续与我哋同在。
And guide and bless everyone here.
亦都去引导、去祝福每一位。
Amen.